Besides claiming total vindication, President Trump is vowing to go after unnamed critics now that his attorney general says the Russia investigation found no evidence of election-related conspiracy with Russians and that it was inconclusive on obstruction of justice. Here's President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday.
We've gone through a period of really bad things happening. Those people will certainly be looked at. I've been looking at them for a long time, and I'm saying, why haven't they been looked at? They lied to Congress. Many of them, you know who they are. They've done so many evil things.
Joining us now is Tim O'Brien, executive editor of Bloomberg Opinion and author of the biography Trump Nation, The Art of Being the Donald. Tim, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's first talk about the tactic that the president is using now. His former advisor, Steve Bannon, told Yahoo News that Trump will now go full animal against his enemies. How do you think this will play out?
Well, I think it's up to the public ultimately to decide whether or not they have a stomach for retribution. And obviously, I think the president and his camp is trying with a very broad brush to paint both the investigation of his relationship with Russia and both at the federal level and within the media as being part of retribution against him. And I think Bob Mueller's finding that there was no collusion gives him momentum and fodder to make that a talking point. But the conclusions that Mueller, you know, ultimately arrived at weren't completely dispositive, and there's still a lot of things in here that people need to contemplate and look at, I believe.
And all we know at this point is what the Attorney General Barr has said about what is in the Mueller report because nobody has seen it yet. The conservative talk host Laura Ingraham urged Trump on her show last night to use this moment to reset his president. She said his presidency. She said gloating won't get you reelected and neither will the Mueller report. Do you think that that's in his DNA to do that?
I don't think it's in his DNA. I also think that I don't normally find common ground with Laura Ingraham and some of her mm-hmm. observations about political dynamics. But I think that the election in 2020 will be won around issues like healthcare, jobs, the economy, and immigration. I don't think the Russia investigation is forward in most people's minds. It is, however, a serious national security issue, and it's a real issue around governance at the federal level, and it matters. I don't think that Trump typically gets away from holding grudges. He's a fighter. He likes to fight back. I think that's what some of his supporters like about him. But he also is not very self-regulating. And when he feels wounded or when he feels unfairly treated, he tends to battle back.
Now, he said he doesn't mind if the whole Mueller report is released. Do you believe that he doesn't mind if that happens?
Well, I would say – I would remind everyone that he said the same thing about his tax returns when he was a candidate. He said when the time came, he would be very comfortable with releasing all of his tax returns. And, you know, that was almost 4 years ago.
We still don't have them.
And we still don't have them. I don't think he's comfortable with the idea of the whole Mueller report being released. If he was, you wouldn't have, I think, Mitch McConnell already stepping out and saying that he doesn't support a full release for it. McConnell would be following the president's guidance around that.
You say that the Mueller report and the Barr letter is not the end of Trump and his family's legal jeopardy. What do you think happens next then?
Well, he's subject to about a dozen investigations either through U.S. attorney's offices, state attorney's general offices, regulatory bodies, and then five congressional committees. And they're looking at stuff that I think is more directly of concern to him than the Mueller investigation ever was, really. I personally never felt that collusion was a thing he had to worry about. I did think obstruction of justice was something he had to worry about and should be continued to be examined, but he obstructed potentially an investigation of collusion that may not have touched him. The stuff going on in these other investigations get to his business history, what his transition team was doing financially, mm-hmm. the inauguration, and possible financial conflicts of interest in the White House that are ongoing and compromises policymaking capacity. And I think that there's potential legal jeopardy in all of that. Mm-hmm. You've seen some of that come up in the Michael Cohen prosecution. You've seen it come up in the investigation of the Trump Foundation, right, et cetera, et cetera.
That is Tim O'Brien, executive editor of Bloomberg Opinion. His book is called Trump Nation. Tim, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.